Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome. I am your host, Rashawn Burrell, and this is Faith is Your Way Out. We're a women's ministry where we encourage, inspire, uplift women through testimonies and stories from women who have overcome some challenges in their faith. And how do we do that? Every week we come on and we just have a woman, a special guest who comes on, and they will just give you their testimony of what they did during their faith walk. If it was talking to a sister, if it was talking to a minister, what it was that they did, if it was reading scriptures to keep their faith up during this time when they were going through some challenges. Some of our guests, they probably didn't go through challenges, some did. So what they'll do is they'll just encourage you and motivate you to keep your faith up. So the topic for tonight is a season for nursing, and our special guest is Kiana Cooper. She's going to, I'll tell you about her story in a little bit. So first, let's just get with the scripture for tonight. It comes from us from James 2:17, and that says, "So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless." So when I chose this scripture, I thought of Kiana, and I'll tell you why, but I'll first pray us in, and then we'll get Kiana on the phone, and I'll tell you why we chose that scripture. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this podcast tonight. Father God, we ask that you bless the podcast. We ask that you bless our guest tonight, Father God. We ask that her testimony, her story is just encouraging to other women, Father God, and that they just get some takeaways from tonight, Father God. Not only did they get some takeaways, that they can use it in their daily lives. Father God, we ask that you bless the guests. I'm sorry, we ask that you bless the listeners who are listening tonight, Father God. We ask that they are encouraged. So we ask all these things in your name, in Jesus' name, amen. So our guest tonight, and when I met her, I'm going to give you a quick story. So I met her when she first was in LVN and we worked together. She was on a temporary assignment with me. And she was an amazing young woman, because I'm thinking, wow, this girl is so sharp. For her to be so young, she's just really sharp. So time went on. She was an LVN with a bachelor's degree, and she was working on getting into a nursing program, to an RN program. So she got into an RN program with her master's. Then she got into a program for her nurse practitioner, and now she's working on her PhD. And when I say that faith without works is dead, she always was working it. She was looking for a way, a program, a different program to get into. She was always just being about her business. So I have to say, I love this girl. So every time, and she's a Christian, every time that I talk to her, it's always been a motivating story. It's always been positive. I've rarely ever heard anything. I'm going to say I don't hear any negativity from her. So usually when I hear her story and when I'm talking to her, she's always very positive. So I want to say I love this girl. And I'm going to bring her on. And Kiana, I want everyone to just hear your story like I've heard it. I've heard your stories in the beginning. And I just want everyone to just welcome Kiana. Kiana, can you hear me? Kiana, are you there? Okay. I don't know what's going on, so tonight is like a little delay, and I'm trying to get Kiana on the phone, and I don't. Kiana, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, but I see two phone numbers. Are you on with another number also? Or do we have another guest?
Let me see. Maybe so.
Okay. It's okay. You're here now, so it's fine. So how are you tonight?
Okay. Can you hear me, or is there like an echo?
No, I hear you okay.
Okay.
So can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So I know it's kind of late. It's only 8 o'clock here in California, but that's probably your bedtime because you do so many different jobs. So, but I don't know if you were able to hear just the introduction to you before you came on. And I have to say, like, when I say you're a sharp young lady, very sharp. I've never heard anything just negative from you. So I've always been in awe with you. So
thank you so much.
You're welcome. So I, just in listening to the podcast, you know what we do here. We ask you a couple of questions just to see how you're doing, just to see what your faith walk was, how you overcame any challenges, if you even had any, because from what I've seen, you've just been, you know, no issues at all. You just go. I know that can't be the case.
No. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you make it look easy.
Well, so, thank you. I'm
excited to share with you.
Oh, I'm so happy because if anybody knows you, they know that you're very shy.
Yes.
So it might be a hard night for everybody because we're both shy. Just walking in God's purpose for me, being shy has been a little challenging, but I'm like, I just have to do what he tells me to do, and I just keep it moving. So, and it seems like you're doing the same thing.
Yep, and you're doing great. You're doing an awesome, amazing job, so keep up the good work.
Thank you. It's like he's pulling you, but I'm not the only one, so I'm just happy that you're on tonight. So I'm going to get down to it. A couple of questions. The first one being, when did you come to Christ?
Okay.
Do you remember how old you were?
Well, I got baptized when I was 5. Like, I've been in church my entire life because my grandfather was a pastor and had a church. So I grew up in church my whole life. But, you know, when you grow up in church, that doesn't mean that you have a relationship, you know, that personal relationship with Christ. So I feel like I didn't get my own real personal relationship with Christ until I was about 23 years old, I would say.
I like it. I love that because people need to know that because a lot of people have grown up in church and you don't live your experience off of your parents' experience. So thank you for that.
Yes.
Okay, so can you tell me a time when your faith was at its lowest point?
Yes, I can. I am going to share something with you that not many people know, but I want to be a blessing. So, as you know, I work for a large organization, and of course, I went back to school to get my RN. And when I got my RN and I finally was able to work, stay with the organization and work, I got a position. And so when you change roles from LVN to RN, your unions change, things change. So, I finally had got my experience as an RN and got a transitioned into a position as an RN at this organization, and I was so excited and happy. And I end up getting bullied in that when I was in that role. I was getting bullied because of my my age, because I was young. People didn't like me in this specific department that I worked in. And because I was a new role, I didn't have the back of the union. So I actually was asked to resign. And I had been with this company for over 10 years. And I didn't do anything to anybody. It was just, you know, what I looked like being young and just being in that department. And that's when my faith was tested. My faith was at its lowest because one day I was just asked you know, I was just told you have to resign after being, it didn't matter how many years I had been for the been with the company. It didn't matter that I didn't do anything. I was told that I could not do anything with this union because even though I had been with the company for a long time, I was only with this new union for, you know, a couple of months. So they made me resign, and that was the hardest thing I ever had to do. And I was just like, God, where are you? You know, I haven't done anything wrong. Why do I have to resign? How are you allowing this to happen? Because I believe that thing happens, God has to allow it. You know, I struggled. I had a hard time, and I remember just crying. I couldn't believe it, you know, that I was made to resign from a place I had been working for over 10 years, hadn't did anything wrong. And I just didn't understand where God was at that time. So I kind of had lost my faith. I didn't want to hear a scripture. I have a praying mother, and my mother was, you know, trying to tell me. Yes. My mother's like, you got to, you know, she's telling me scriptures and she's praying. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to hear any scripture right now. You know, you just don't understand what I'm going through. How is this happening to me? I haven't did anything wrong. I couldn't understand it. But God is so good that literally I resigned one day. I resigned. The very next day, I talked to one of my close friends, and I, you know, called her hysterically crying, telling her what happened. And she's like, just don't worry about it. And I didn't know what she was going to do, but God is so good. Oh, my God. So yes. The very next day, a recruiter called me. She had got in contact with her manager, told her manager everything that had happened. And the recruiter called me the very next day and was like, I have a supervisor that wants to give you a job in their department. So I had literally had my job back, not the same, you know, with the same organization.
Yes.
But I had a job back like that, and it was closer to home. It was where I had worked previously, where people knew me, and it was just given to me. And I know that is nothing but God. And even when my faith, because my faith was gone, even when I didn't have enough faith, God was still good. And, you know, because when you're a child of the Most High God, that's what he'll do things like. He'll do the impossible, because to me that's impossible to have not have a job one day and the next day you're back in. So, you know, I wanted to share that with you. It was hard.
Well, can I tell you thank you, because I've never heard this story before. You have never, ever, ever told me this story. When I say that I never heard anything negative, I didn't. So I would have never known the story. It's good that you were crying. It's good that you told your friend. And, I mean, it's sometimes, yeah, you should hold it in, but I believe that you should tell others, especially in a situation like that. That was all God.
And at first, I was ashamed of it, so that's why I didn't share it. But it's like, why should I be ashamed? This is, you know, you didn't do anything wrong. You know, the enemy thought, you know, he was taking something away from me, and God just showed up and showed out. So I don't have any reason to be ashamed. I want to share with other people so they can see that God can do the impossible. What we think is impossible, God can do anything.
Another thing is, I don't think people understand, when he's lining you up for greatness, it just falls in place. Like I was saying with this podcast, I kind of was ready to back off of it because I'm like, okay, I see you wanting me to do this, but then I'm nervous because this is not me. I'm talking to people. I'm doing things that I just don't feel comfortable in. I'm still good on a one-on-one basis, but, you know, now this reaches out to other people, so that's hard. So it's just when you do what he tells you to do, he sets you up for people. He puts people in place for you. Like you just go, hey, I don't know how to do this. Okay, I got you. Just do exactly what I tell you to do. That's literally what he says to you. And so it looks like that's what he said to you, and everything just seemed to keep going in line. Because now you're working on being a doctor, which is an amazing story.
Yes.
I'm still in awe at that. Before, let me just back up, because I forgot. I think I'm talking, that's what I love about the podcast, too. It's like talking to a friend. It's like just having a good old time, just a cup of coffee and talking to your friend. So can you so when we met, you were an LVN, and you had just got, I think you had just gotten your bachelor's. And we were talking about the next step, and then you went on to get your RN, and you went and got your master's, your nurse practitioner, and now you're working on your PhD. Like, where are you working now, and what are you doing?
So right now, I actually work for...
You don't have to tell us where, but just what you do.
Yes. Okay. So... I actually am working as a nurse practitioner in a private practice, and I am specializing in mental health right now.
Okay. Now, did you ever see yourself going into mental health?
Initially, I did not. But then I had, start praying and asking God to lead me, and he led me to mental health. I didn't think I would, that wouldn't have been my first choice, but God led me there, and it's the best decision I ever made.
Okay, so you like what you do.
I love what I do.
Okay, that's good. Okay, that's good. That's even better. And in this time right now, we need a Christian who is in mental health. Somebody who can not only talk to you, but if you need to pray with me, I need you. Or even if you can't pray because it's a private practice, so I could just understand it. Are you a Christian too? Okay, so I could tell you now. You know what I mean? I'm sure you get that sometimes with your patients. And it just feels good just to say, hey, that is so nice to get that. You don't get that nowadays. You might get several different people who are just like, whatever. But I remember, I don't know if you remember, and I'm not going to say the doctor's name, but there was a doctor, and he was an oncologist. He would pray with his patients when he would do procedures. He was in one of your departments, and he would literally pray with the patients. I love that doctor. Like,
yeah,
you don't get any better than that, than having somebody on your side. You got God, but I also have somebody else. When they say that he's a doctor in the sick room, here you go. You got another doctor also on your side. So I know we can talk forever, so I won't ever get to these questions. So in that time when your faith was low, what do you do now, I should say, because I know you were crying. Your mama probably was the one who helped bring this job back on up, because she's a praying mama. She's a pastor, so she's an evangelist, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so what did you do? What kind of steps do you take now to keep your faith restored?
First of all, I believe in praying. I believe in reading the scriptures. I love listening to, gospel music, songs. Those inspire me and keep me going. But another thing that I wanted to share that I do is I write things down. I have a journal, and one of the scriptures that I write my goals down, everything that I want to see accomplished, I write it down, and the scripture is Habakkuk 2:2, and it says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it." So I write all my goals down that I want, and I literally have looked back in my, went back years, and everything that I've written down, I've accomplished. You're and I've seen
a
whether
pastor yourself. You are such a sharp young woman. Like, I can't say enough about you. That is really good.
Yes.
Wow.
Whatever you desire in your heart, as long as it lines up with the will of God, He'll give you the desires mm-hmm. of your heart. Write it down, you know, and remind God of His word and believe it. Have faith and you'll see it happen for you.
Okay, now you are in a very busy, demanding job. You listen to a lot of stuff, and I'm just, you know. So besides you writing it down and making it plain, you're praying. Is that all that you do after a hard day of work? Let's just say you had a hard day of work. What are you doing then? Because you have to keep your faith restored at all times because of the job that you're in.
Mm-hmm. So
is that
always
some of the scriptures? Is that good?
I was just going to say, yeah, some of the, you know, I will listen to, different podcasts or YouTube videos of different spiritual leaders. That helps me too.
Okay. I like it. So I know that you are in mental health. You also have another job. So I know you have about 3 or 20 jobs because you still work at the organization. You also have another job. So what else do you do?
So I teach community health nursing. I teach the LVN to BSM students at a university.
Now, is that a challenging job or do you just do that with the breeze?
It's a breeze for me now. Initially, it was challenging when I first started. And like you said, and like I'm going to say, God just lines things up because I wasn't even thinking about teaching. Somebody came to me and said, I think you would be a good instructor. Would you like this job?
Okay. And you thought, okay, should I do it? Or God has, how did you know you should do it?
I said, why not? You know, I have my master's in education, so why not do it? You know, why not try it? And I tried it, and I love it. You know, especially
okay, so
because sometimes in nursing school, you know, some of the instructors I had, you know, some of them just were not too nice. So I said, I want to be different. I want to really help, you know, nursing students.
Good. I like it. So, Kiana, during this season that you were just walking through the bullying at work, let's see, also just you being a teacher, is there anybody that you turn to or is there anybody who you consult with or just ask for your help or ask help or anything like that? Is there anybody that you go to?
Of course, I always go to my mother. But besides
mm-hmm.
her, I'll go to my pastor or my first lady.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my go-tos.
I have to agree. I have some go-tos. Like, you cannot do this by yourself. I don't know if people know that. When you are going through something, you need to share. You don't have to share it with everyone, but you share it with people who keep you motivated and inspired. That way you can be a help to other people. So I have to ask you because
you better get somebody that knows how to get a prayer up, too.
Thank you.
When life hits. Because it will.
Exactly. Wow. That's
important to have somebody that can get, you know, who knows how to pray in tough times.
Okay, so there's a quote or something that I've heard somebody say before, and it's, faith is not a feeling. Your faith is demonstrated in your movement. What would you say to that? Faith is not a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other part is your faith is demonstrated in your movement.
In the movement, yes. I would agree with that statement because it's not a feeling and it's not, I couldn't see at that time that God was going to open another door, a better door for me. You know, all I seen was I let go. I had to resign from a job that, you know, that's all I knew and had for many years. I couldn't see past anything else. And so faith, having faith is, you know, still believing even when you can't see it. No matter what it looks like, you still have to have faith and trust God.
Okay. Now, what about this movement part? Your faith is demonstrated in your movement.
I believe that to be true, too. You know,
can you explain?
You got to step out. You got to step out.
Mm-hmm.
Like what you're doing. You doing this radio show that you do now, that was a stepping out. You can't just sit still. You got to, when God tells you to do something, you have to do it. You got to move. You might miss out
now,
on your blessing.
Okay. Now, your faith walk is demonstrated in your movement. You're a teacher. You are a nurse practitioner. And now you are working on your doctorate. That movement is demonstrated right there that you are walking in faith. You've walked in faith in all of these different areas, like you've just moved. Even, it just blows my mind, even with you being in mental health, it literally came at a time when nursing and everything else was kind of like, you could be in hospital taking care of COVID patients, or you could be at home doing telephone visits with patients about mental health. It's just, you're demonstrating movement. And your faith just says, you're amazing. I like what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
and it's not always easy either, you know, especially if you're like me and you, we're both kind of like shy. So sometimes it could be
mm-hmm.
hard. Who would, you know, who would ever think quiet old little old me would
not
be a provider?
Exactly, because how are you talking to the patients? Because, you know, as quiet as you are, it's hard to believe that you're talking to patients. You have your own patients. So it's like God is just, when I say he's amazing and he will blow your mind. There's a song that I don't even remember who sings, but it's called Blow My Mind. And
yes,
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Cobb.
You blow my mind. Okay.
That's my song. That's what I play every day. Yes, I played that song every single day when I was going through bullying at work.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning I played that Tasha Cobb song, and I kept on saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard the kind of blessings
yes.
that are about to fall on me. Yes.
Oh, my. We're twins. Like, because when you tell me, oh, I'm going to put this in you, you're going to walk in purpose, so this will be your purpose. And I'm like, yeah, right. And it just blows my mind when you do what he tells you to do. Not what, because if it's left up to me, I want to be at home relaxing under a blanket, maybe watching TV. But I get less of TV and more to him, and it's like, it just blows my mind, the people I come encounter with. I'm like, this is amazing. I cannot
yep.
tell you, I mean, it's just, it like, it blows my mind. So I told you, I cannot believe this. So we're coming down to the end of our podcast, but there's going to be a second half of this podcast. if you can bless some people and just give them a little insight to some things that they can do during this mental health time. So I have a friend at work, and sometimes she doesn't use her vacation. So what she does is, like, at least once a week, or maybe she'll do once a week or maybe every other week or something, she calls it her mental health day. And she'll take off. So she takes her vacation time as a day off to just refresh and get her mind ready because of, you know, nursing is stressful right now. So I'm going to come back to that question if you can just give us some insights to mental health in the second half. So I just have one more question for you. Is there any suggestions that you would give our listeners that they can do to keep themselves encouraged, to keep themselves uplifted, inspired, if they're going to school, if there's any, I mean, just anything that you have to share for our listeners?
Yes, I would say, first of all, trust God in everything you do. No matter what it looks like, just keep on trusting him, keep on believing him, keep on standing on his word and the promises that he promised to you. Because it wasn't easy. My journey was not easy at all. It was tough, but I know that it was God that got me through. So if you just keep on trusting him, he'll make a way. He'll, you know, lead you to resources, you know, different resources that helped me during school. You know, God just opened the doors to just meet people and network, and, you know, to where even people gave me books or free, you know, that maybe went through the program too. You know, he just works it all out if you follow his plan and trust him. So, and get someone to talk to, someone you can talk to, someone that can pray for you and pray with you, a believer. Listen to affirmations or, you know, positive affirmations, you know, and just stay positive.
Okay. Well, we thank you for that. So the second half, I'm not going to try to keep you forever, but I do want to just pick your brains and just give our listeners just some insight to just mental health. And we know that it's rough out there right now. It's no joke. And people's patience are short. And, you know, everybody who's working, they're just dealing with all kind of issues, whether it's food, if it's medical, if it's in the grocery store, whatever it is, you know, everybody's being challenged. So a lot of people are going through some mental health issues. So I just want to ask you, like, what can people pretty much do daily to maintain their mental health?
I always even tell my patients, do self-care is important. If you're a nurse, you can't take care of anybody else if you don't take care of you first. So I always tell my patients, pick one day out the week to do something for you, to not worry about anything and do something that you like to do and take care of you, whether it be, you know, going to get a massage, going to get a manicure or pedicure, or even if it's just going and spending time alone away from your, you know, everybody else and just, you know, watching a movie or whatever relaxes you, whatever you like to do for you, where you're not going to be worried about anybody else. Take one day for you every week is what I always say.
Wow, you want me not only to work Monday through Friday, and now Saturday I probably cleaning up and I got to do all this other stuff now. Sunday I got to go to church. But one of them days I got to throw in a day for self-care. That's what you're telling us?
You have to. Yes, you have to. If not,
I agree. So I agree. And you find the time. Is it stop what you're doing and just go do it? Or how do I squeeze that in there?
Yep. You stop it and you say, hey. And you tell everybody, if you got to turn your phone off, this is from this time to this time, don't bother me. It's my time.
Okay.
I like it. And it doesn't matter how weird it is, because I got some weird ones. I will go to the grocery store. I will leave my phone in the car, and or I'm going into a store because that might be my mental day, my self-care day. I'm going to turn off my phone and leave it in the car, and they'll be like, where are you at? Oh, you know where I'm at when I get back in the car. Oh, I was just roaming through the store, just going up and down. I like to window shop, so I'm okay with going up and down the aisles, either buying something or not. But it relaxes me, calms me down, and I leave it all in the car. So if you want to bother me, not now. Is that considered to be a self-care day?
Okay. Yep, it is.
I love those days.
You're doing what you like. Yeah, you're doing what you like to do. Like sometimes I just even sit in my car and I turn my phone off, everything off, and I'm getting me some peace and doing what I like to do and just, you know, hearing from God or whatever it is. Sometimes I may go to the beach or just whatever I like to do. I'm going to take care of me for a little while.
Okay. Is there anything else we can do? So this is funny. And I like to go for walks and I'll go with my husband. But if you know me, I don't like dog poop on the ground, cement, or anything like that, because I think I'm enjoying my walk. I want to enjoy it. I don't want to be bothered by anything but nature. And then I started seeing dog poop and all this other stuff around, and I had to change my whole thinking process. I literally had to just leave your head up. Don't even look down, because you like the walking. Don't look around. You know what I mean? It's like those things that bother you. You have to figure out a different way to enjoy what's going on.
Yes, yes.
So that. So is there anything else that we can do? I know you can't give it all unless they called you and were one of your patients, but just some nuggets, just a couple of things that we can do just to keep us sane.
And I do want to say that I want people to know that it's okay to talk to someone. Just because you talk to someone or just because you may have to go to therapy, you know, you seek counseling, you can even talk to someone at your church if your church offers that, or at a church, a counselor, anybody. That is okay. Doesn't mean anything is wrong with you, because everybody needs somebody.
Now, with them talking to somebody, does that always mean that they're going to give medication? So say that they called up somebody, because a big thing that people think is that they're going to be put on medications. Is that the truth? They're going to be put on medication because they call you and talk to you, and maybe they're stressed out, anxiety. Does that mean that they're going to be put on medication?
It doesn't. That's why I want people to know that it's okay to just talk to someone. Talking to someone doesn't mean you're going to, you know, be put on medication. It doesn't mean you have a mental illness. You know, sometimes we just need to talk to someone else besides, you know, who's in our home. Sometimes it's good to just talk to someone who doesn't really know you personally, you know, because sometimes you can feel more comfortable with someone that doesn't know you personally, someone that you feel is not going to judge you.
Okay, so they should talk to a professional or just somebody outside of the house?
I would say someone who specializes. Like, even the churches have counselors. A lot of churches have counselors you can talk to. So I would say a counselor or a therapist or, you know, just someone that's a professional. Yes, somebody that specializes in that.
Okay, so do they need a referral? Is this something that they get from their doctor?
Nope.
Is
you
it
don't need any referral? You don't
so
need
it,
any referral? I'm sorry, go ahead.
So what do they usually do? What do they usually do? So if I'm calling because I want counseling, I'm going through it, not necessarily with my husband, I'm just having, you know, like the kids are driving me crazy, the cat is running around and all these things, and I'm just like, I'm done. So
So what would be the first step to take in calling somebody, not besides just calling your church? How are you calling to find a therapist or something like that, or a nurse practitioner or a doctor to talk to?
They have websites like Better Today. It's one of them that you can go on, and you can specifically, you can put in everything that you want in a person. You can put in, you want them to be Christian. You can put in, you know, what nationality you want them to be. You can put in, you know, if you want it to be covered by your insurance, or if you want to pay cash, or whatever it is you want, you can put in all those details, and they will tell you, they will give you a list of all, who's all qualified.
Now, are they able to find you, or should we just wait another day?
Would they? Yes, there.
Is there a way to find you as a therapist or as a nurse practitioner? Is there a way that we could promote
for
people to?
All the people that come up are people that are licensed. You know, you're not going to find like somebody that's a scam or anything. These are professionals. So even I'm listed, you know. All the professionals
and
are listed.
How can we find you? I just need a name and a way that they can find you. So I'm sure
it's
as
a website
to be talking to you.
Yes. So there's there is two websites. One's called Better Today. The other one's called Psychology Today.
Uh-huh.
And that's how you go on those websites and you can... That's how
do
you
we
can
need
find
your name. I just need your, I need your name, the spelling of it, and it's
okay.
Like pulling teeth.
You want
spelling
of my name?
Yes.
Oh, okay. My name is Kiana, spelled Q-U-I-A-N-A, last name Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R.
Okay, and so they would put that, so I go into Better Today, and I would type in your name, and I would find out that you're a Christian, therapist, licensed, and all of that good stuff.
Yes.
Okay. So can you just give that to us one more time?
Better Today, or you can go on Psychology Today, both of those. You can type them in Google or whatever search bar that you use. And then you can, if you're looking for me, you type in my name, Q-U-I-A-N-A, last name Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R. But if you're looking for anyone else or, you know, you want to see what's available, who's available, go on those websites.
Kiana, I just want to thank you for coming on tonight. And it is just, it blows my mind that you're at the level that you're at right now, that people can call you and talk to you and just get some good advice of what they can do every day. If they need medication, if they don't need medication, just what they can do. Just like you said, you being a teacher, you saw the need was there. Somebody came up to you and the door was open. So all the listeners, she gave you her information, so just try her. I think she's a great person. So,
thank you.
I want to thank you for coming on and talking to us tonight. And anytime that we need to reach out to anybody for mental health, depression, anxiety, any of those, if we need to do another show, or we definitely will be calling on you again.
Okay.
So, probably going in detail. Can you just let me know if listeners call you and how everything is going?
So I will.
Okay, again, I thank you for coming on and have a good evening. I hope we didn't go too much into your night. But I know you're probably
I'm like, oh, it's only going to be 15 minutes because I don't talk a lot. And we have been going for quite some time now.
Yes, I told you, because we have listeners out there. For the shy people, we need to know, what do they need to do? How can I, you know, talk, or how can I move? Like, that's, it's well needed. So,
yes.
It's just, we need to hear from you. So, yes. Again, I thank you for coming on, and I'm going to call you probably tomorrow and see how you're doing.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, so I will talk to you later. Have a good night.
All right. You
okay,
too.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye. Oh, my goodness. I cannot tell you enough about Kiana. When I want to call her a little girl, but she's a young lady. She's a grown woman. She is just an amazing person. But when I met her, I just felt like she was like a little tiny sister, so I want to watch out for her. But I did not know that she was being bullied, which is horrible. But thank God that God is so good, and he's amazing, and he just saw what was going on. He just changed that whole thing around. And Kiana, when I tell you, my heart goes out to you. I'm so happy that he made it simple. I'm as sad that you had to go through it, but sometimes we have to go through some things. So just to recap, Kiana told you at 23, she gave her life to God, and that was when she knew she had a good relationship with him. She told you, as far as the mental health goes, just make sure that you do a self-care day, probably one day out of the week, she said, and just make time out for yourself. Talk to somebody, and she gave you her information for you to call her, or you can go on to Better Today and just get that information on her or any other counselor. And I like that she journals, because I journal now. It's a lot of writing, so I have a whole bunch of books everywhere. And she told you her scripture was Habakkuk 2:2, and that's where you write the vision clear. You make the vision out for God and just make it plain. Hey, I want to do this, and go from there. Put it in God's hand. Walk, step out on faith. She said that she believes in prayer. She also listens to music. She's like me. I have to get my music in. If I don't get my music in, it feels like something is just off that day. So I usually start it as soon as I wake up. I pray. I listen to my music, but she does pretty much the same. And she said you should believe and trust in God with all your heart. Give everything to him. And she said that you should just when you put it all with God, the resources are there, the networking is there, just things that you didn't know would happen. She also says she listens to podcasts, so I like that part. But I have to say, this journey has just been amazing. I was missing because I was nervous, just walking in your purpose. It's not easy. When God tells you to do something, she says, Habakkuk 2:2, the vision is right down, just make it plain, and then you go from there. Well, I had this vision that God with my faith walk, that it was just going to be something like small. Me in church, and then, you know, talking to a couple of women, and that was it. This is a bigger scale. So I had to just kind of step back, be gone for a couple of weeks and just kind of rest and take a little time out for myself and figure out. So I was talking to my success coach during that whole time. But I knew that I could do it, and I knew I would come back. And this is the first podcast after, you know, being on a little break or a little hiatus, like they say. So I have to say I'm back. We will be on again next week. I don't know who our guests will be. Sometimes God just sends me just people, and I'm like, okay, I guess we are doing this. So next week, I'm not sure who our guest is, but we will be back next week. And Kiana, thank you again for coming on. And this is Faith is Your Way Out, and we will talk to you later. Bye.